Happy Halloween, my Southern social media redneck technology friend. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, and Roger Bauer, social media ninja. We got a special guest today. He's hanging out at my house. We'll introduce him in a little bit. Web guy, top secret SEO. He might be an SEO ninja. Are you an SEO ninja, or are you just a search engine ninja?
I'm search engine ninja.
It's all the same.
You're a social media ninja. All right. Well, he's going to be the apprentice. We're going to call him like the Jedi apprentice. All right. Today's definition. We've got to keep with our southern roots. We're going to bring some culture to our listeners. It is asparagus. I don't even like asparagus. I don't even like reading about it. But I guess that's the word of the day, though. So, it's a noun. It's ambivalence about having to install a replacement for an air-filled rubber wheel. I got a flat, so I'm going to have to put on asparagus. I need me asparagus. that just ain't right, is it?
Nope, not at all.
Just ain't right. All right, so what's this fancy words of wisdom you got for us today?
All right, looking at a blog post on HubSpot where the title is Social Media Makes No Sense for My Company. And let's see who wrote this sucker so we can give the person appropriate credit here.
What is this?
This is on HubSpot on their blog, blog.hubspot.com, and it was posted by Jennifer Snyder on Thursday, October 29th, 7:30 a.m. And she's talking about all of the naysayers, I guess you could say, and how there's been so many trends come and go. She mentions that silly dancing baby to paid email services like AOL. But those who think social media is among those trends, you might want to look again.
Right.
She found that, according to a study done by Cone Business, 60% of Americans use social media, and of those, 59% interact with companies on social media websites. 1 in 4 interacts more than once per week. So that means there's people utilizing social media for business, which is no new news to us there, Wes. But she also tells people to do a little simple test. Go to Yahoo Answers, type in a keyword phrase that represents what you do or a product you sell, and see how many results there are. So I did the little test and just did a search for social media marketing on Yahoo Answers.
All right.
Turns out 140 questions on there about social media marketing. We could do search engine optimization, too. Let's see what we come up with for that.
All right. So you went to answers.yahoo.com.
Yep.
So you're saying people should go there and do a search to see how much interest there is in their category.
Exactly. And for a term like search engine optimization, there are 837 questions out there. Let's do something for real estate. Let's just do this while we're at it.
Oh, man, look, real estate is boring. Let's look up something real, like cow tipping.
Now we can do that in a second. You know how many there are for real estate? We got 45,509.
Hey, there's 893 for cow tipping.
Then I had a girl the other night that you'll get a kick out of this. She's a little bar restaurant girl.
Okay.
And we were sitting there, and I said, "You ever going to call me about helping you with marketing and social media and things like that?" And she goes, "You know, the more I think about it, I don't really think your kind of marketing would help me grow my business." I said, "Really? You don't think finding people online is worth a little bit of time and effort?" She's like, "I just don't know if that's the way to reach people." I said, "Fine, go out and buy you a bunch of Yellow Page ads and newspaper ads and see how far that gets you. You ain't going to get them that way either."
I hear you.
So that's what Jennifer's talking about on blog.hubspot.com. She's also got a few more examples. She did some more obscure searches, like she did a search for concrete vapor barrier. And there's 56 questions on Yahoo Answers for that. And then clock oscillator.
All right, so what do you do with that then? So you got, you find somebody interested in cow tipping and you're a veterinarian, what do you do with this?
Well, I mean, it's, you could go out there and take those questions that are being asked and turn that could be an easy thing that you could offer people in terms of a free report or an ebook or even a video. You could do a quick little slideshow that you could post out on SlideShare. You could post your article on eZine Articles. You could post your video on YouTube if you keep it under 10 minutes. I mean, you could do all kinds of stuff with, I always tell people check out Yahoo Answers because you can get a lot of good questions that people are already asking. So there's already conversations going on about this out on the internet. So jump in on these. You can go in and answer the questions. You can go, like I just said, create a report, an ebook, or whatever. You got something that you can market to people and build your list.
Right.
Through social media. So that's, you know, they say all this stuff that, oh, it doesn't work for my business, or, you know, I really don't think that I can offer anything to my clients of value to help build trust and everything else. If you always are educating your prospects, in the long run, you're going to win. And that's what I tell these people. Even like the girl the other night, I said, you know, yeah, you could run a little coupon thing on social media and drive traffic that way. Well, you know, I guess the light bulb hasn't turned on for her. That's okay. Not everybody's going to get it right away, but there's so many things you can do with this stuff and do with this information, especially when you go to Yahoo Answers and you see questions being asked over and over and over. That's that's product research right there.
Yeah.
You see the same question 15 times. Well, that ought to help you screw the light bulb in a little tighter and get a little juice going to that sucker so that, hey, I might have a product idea here. So that's something you can use Yahoo Answers for.
All right.
Another one here is, this is on Mashable, and this is Bernard Moon. He's talking about four emerging trends of the real-time web, and he talks about Google Wave and real-time collaboration, how that is ripening.
And what's Google up with Wave? What do you know about Wave?
I haven't jumped on that yet, but it looks like it's pretty cool. It looks like it'll put a lot of your different social media profiles into one area that you can consume it, kind of like an email inbox. That's what it looks like.
I'm getting a beta invitation for it, so I'll let you know about it in a week or so.
Yeah, there you go. And then his number two observation is real-time analytics will be hot. I saw a site the other day. I don't remember who was behind it. I actually think Humana is behind it, to where you can go do a search for a keyword phrase on all the different social media sites, and it'll tell you on a United States map what locations are talking most about that particular topic through social media. So I think that's a tool that if they get it fully developed, I think it's in, might even be in alpha, not even in beta, but when they get that thing developed, that's the type of thing that you can really take and utilize and say, okay, because the guy that did it is based here in Louisville, and he's Jason Falls, social media explorer. Give him a little plug.
Where does he live?
He's in Louisville, Kentucky. He's another Kentucky boy.
You got marbles in your mouth? Is that Louisville?
It's Louisville. That's the way you say it.
I don't ever, you know, they don't ever say, there's Barry Bonds stepping into play with a Louisville slugger.
Yeah, they should say that because that's the way you say it, homeboy.
I'm just checking. Louisville, right? Louisville?
That's right.
Louisville.
That's right. There's another one that this guy's talking about, Waze, W-A-Z-E. Which if you go to waze.com is a crowdsourced mobile map and traffic information service. See where it's the same type of thing to where you can do a search and see where the critical mass is about certain traffic talking about certain things.
Well, that's kind of like stuff to tweet, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got real-time search is looking up, which I've noticed that the last couple of days that a few of my tweets are showing up on the first page for Google for a couple different things. Like Southern Social Media turned up there the other day. I thought, wow, how about that? But that's another hot trend that he's noticing. And then finally, real-time e-commerce is coming, which, I mean, that's the next progression with this stuff is you take let's say you tweet something out and they go to a website. Well, you'll be able to track it eventually to say, okay, this tweet generated X number of dollars.
How does
X number of orders.
Please download Waze.
I'm downloading Waze, man, while you're talking to me.
All right.
So what is
that? That's another little notice. And then the next article is on eMarketer.com, and they've got Going Social Anywhere and Everywhere. And it talks about the different places that people access social media networks. 56%, they break it down in the first graph between Twitter users and non-Twitter users. 56% of Twitter users access Twitter during working hours. 33% of people that other than Twitter access a social media network during working hours. Number two, they've got the toilet. 17% of Twitter users and 12% of non-Twitter users access social media from the good old commode, the head.
You got to do something while you're there.
Exactly. Good time to catch up on your tweets.
I mean, you've got to be efficient. This is the always on, man, always connected.
That's right. You've got 11% while they're driving for Twitter users, 5% of non-Twitter users access while driving. During class or a lecture, this is one of the few that the non-Twitter users access more than the Twitter users, and it's 10 to 9%, so it's not a real big difference there. But during a live theater performance, you got 8% Twitter users, 4% non-Twitter users. During a religious service, you got 3% Twitter users, 2% non-Twitter
users. Goodness gracious, they're gonna burn in hell.
And then none of the above got 38% Twitter users and 57% non-Twitter users.
All right. Well, hey, I'm downloading Waze right now to my iPhone. I'm going to never get stuck in traffic again. You know, you send a redneck with guns out to California, oh, it ain't good, brother. Don't get me stuck in traffic. Because I tell you know how it's probably like this in Louisville, but it certainly is in Texas. When you're driving, like in country roads, people, they pull over on the shoulder and let you get by. Out here in California, they think the left lane is like for lipstick, and that's the lane you drive in when you're putting on your lipstick and you got your coffee in your one hand and the steering wheel on your knees. People don't get over.
See, I thought that was just Ohio people because they will not get out of that left lane for anything. I mean, you can get up on the left side of them on the little almost like you're going to spin them out like a little NASCAR move. They still won't get out of that left lane. There could be nobody in that right lane for 50 miles. They won't get out of it.
Here's our public service announcement, all right? This is our good deed for the year. California listeners, if you see Big Daddy Wes in a four-wheel drive, jacked-up, white excursion diesel coming up on your butt, and you'll know it's mine because it's got all the windows. It says double your sales guaranteed by thesaleswhisperer.com. Then get your butt in the middle lane so I can get by, all right? I will put a cap in your ass. You know what I'm saying?
That same goes for Ohio drivers. Just get out of the left lane. I don't care who you are or who's behind you or whatever. Just the right lane is there for a reason. So get your Buckeye ass over. Period. We don't give a damn about Ohio State or any of that other nonsense. Get out of the left lane.
I hope we don't get an R rating from iTunes for saying the A word.
That's okay. That's according to our illustrious football coach that I reference very frequently, my least favorite human being on the planet, he says that's a biblical term, that it's in the Bible, so you can use that. So we're clear, Wes. Steve Craigthorpe said it's okay, and hopefully when his rear end is fired, he can take his show somewhere else. But
well, speaking of football, I'm proud of my Air Force Falcons, man. The Utah Utes had to go into overtime to beat them.
The Donkeys.
They were the Donkeys.
Isn't that what Ute is?
No, dude. It's an Indian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a tribe. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're on My Cousin Vinny, then what is a Ute? that's them cousins. But, all right. Hey, I got Curtis Gilbreth here. He's, the owner of WhoKnowsAGuy.com. And that's a pretty cool name, huh? Who knows a guy? Hey, I know a guy. You know a guy? Who knows a guy? I know a guy. So he's every bit of, I think, 25 years old?
23.
Oh,
wow.
I think,
starting to shave. But, you know, when I was out knee-deep in rice paddies with M16s going off defending my country, he was hacking on some Commodore 64. Well, actually, I didn't even know what a Commodore 64 is. What was your first computer?
Toshiba? An Apple, probably. I don't know. It was an Apple.
Doesn't even know. I mean, what kind of website?
Plus, you're showing our age by that Commodore 64 reference. My first computer.
I know, but
was
hey, what kind of web guy doesn't remember his first, huh? I mean, you got to remember your first, brother. You know what I'm saying?
We're all over the place now. Back in our day, heck, a computer was a that was a treat.
Yeah, but he was spoiled with it. But you know what? Dude's pretty dang smart. So Curtis, you're our first official guest. You can.
Oh, I feel honored.
He should be honored. Huh? I got him standing at attention. So we're working on a couple of little projects here. He did he finished one website for me for one of my clients. You can check out rosamarias.com. He did it in a day. It's nice. A day and a night.
it was a late night.
and I think a 3-liter bottle of Mountain Dew. He's here working with me, so I figure let's introduce him. Let's put him on the spot and see what if he had to share one good tip, either on search engines or websites, you know, maybe a common mistake. I mean, what one word of wisdom, if you had 2 minutes to talk to the world, what would you say about website design, SEO, people need to know?
I think the biggest thing is either location of phone number.
Somebody
wants to get on the website, they want to be able to contact you, not dig for your phone number. Most websites that are out there, the biggest problem they have is the phone number cannot be found. You got to search for it. So for all you website owners that have small businesses trying to capture that business, I put the phone number nice, big, bright, looking good on the top right corner of your website, homepage, on the header where it's always there. No matter what page they're on, they can find that phone number. That's going to help your business. That's going to help the user find you and give you a call and close that business.
Yeah, but see, I had to hide my number. Faith Hill kept calling me. I'm like, honey, you're married. I'm married. Just quit calling. Right? Roger, you felt my pain, huh? Well, she started calling you then, but she's a stalker, huh?
She can call me all day. I don't care.
All right. Hey, Faith, go ahead and give Roger a call. What's your number, Roger?
I'm at 502-394-0460. She can call me all day.
Also find you at SM Ninja.
Yeah, you can find me there. You can find me at SM Ninja too.
SMBconsulting.com or SMB Consulting Inc.
Yeah, SMB Consulting Inc. I haven't been able to wear the guy down with SMBconsulting.com.
All right. So Faith, give a shout out to Roger.
That's right.
Tim on stand. I mean, Roger's the man, so Tim, he may have to take a back seat. But all right, so phone number. All right. Well, that makes sense. What else? Give us a say. That was less than 2 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes of tips.
2 minutes of tips. Another thing is try to get a call to action on your homepage, somewhere where they can, maybe you're giving away something free or you're giving $15 off your product, where they can put their name and email and phone number and what they're looking for on the homepage. So then you get an email and you can call them back. That's one way to get it, you know, get them to go over and try to get some of that information and connect with that user online. Something else that I would do, a little SEO tip. You know, if you offer a service in a certain city, let's say you are in, you know, Louisville, and you're a painter, and you also do, you know, service in over in Ohio, you know, break those two up, make two different pages. That's going to get you found on the search engines better, and it's going to get someone that's maybe not in Louisville in a neighboring city, and they can find your information there, you know. Google is going to rank you higher because it's a more of a narrow term, you know, and going from there. So that's another SEO tip on what I would do if I had a website and I was, you know, offering a service in a certain city, or you, you know, maybe you want to get out there to multiple cities, making each page for each city. That's going to get you, you know, get you found on the search engines for that key term and going from there. Something else that I would do if I had a website, provide information about your service, a tip or two. Have a tips page. If you're a painter, write about, you know, keeping scuff marks off your paint or keeping the paint, you know, on there. Or, you know, I mean, if you're a caterer, talk about, you know, tips on making a cake. That's going to get you. No one really wants to make a cake, you know, if they're for their own wedding. They want to make sure you're credible, you're valuable. So give them some tips. Show them who you are, and that's gonna you know, credit you as a business and make them want to call you even more because you gave something away. You know, and going from there.
So what do you think, Etsy Ninja? How's the rookie doing?
That's excellent. Fantastic tips. I really like the one about the set up a separate page for, let's say you're in multiple locations or you want to branch into multiple locations, because you can go from a local company to a regional company through search engines, social media, practically overnight without having to set up a physical location in one of those places. So you can go from, like, let's say if I wanted to do Indianapolis, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Nashville, Chicago, if I wanted to hit the surrounding areas, I could set up a page with that keyword in there, use Chicago search engine optimization services or something like that. I could start attracting people from that locale very quickly. So that's an excellent tip. I also like the tip on the phone number. That's excellent stuff too, because you want to get people to reach out and talk to you or connect with you somehow. And that's the first step in building that trust. And you can always do right by educating your prospects. Just like Curtis said, you don't necessarily want to make a cake, but if you're talking about it, then obviously that shows people that you know what the heck you're doing, because you wouldn't be talking about it if you didn't know anything about it. So that's an excellent tip as well. As I always tell my clients, to educate as much as possible, because the one who educates the most wins.
Hey, I threw out our managed Twitter service. Got a little bit.ly link, and already 11 people clicked through on it. You got to love it.
Yes, you do.
Got to love it, my brother.
Got to check these web analytics right now, real-time analytics right now.
Real-time.
See what we got. We're getting people to click on the Twitter traffic tornado quite regularly.
I know, man. Threw it out there.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, got the Hootsuite going to the Ping FM, going to the Facebook pages, going back up to Twitter. Goodness gracious, the whole dang world's getting it.
Like that site went live on October the 9th, and we have gotten 10, 9, 10. I mean, this is all through social media because it isn't ranking number one for, you know, Twitter service or anything like that yet. So this is all through social media, and it just shows that you can use social media to drive traffic to your sales pages.
Okay, so look, it's Halloween, right? So I got a Halloween joke, and this doesn't take away from my redneck joke at the end of the call, all right? So these three vampires, they go into a bar, and the first vampire says, "I would like a double shot of A positive." Second vampire said, "I would like a pint of B negative on draft." And the third one said, "Hey, I'm driving tonight. I'll just have a glass of plasma." And the waitress walks up to the bartender and says, "Hey, Mike, two bloods and a blood light."
Oh, God.
That's pretty dang good, isn't it? You're laughing. It's clean. You can tell it to the kids.
That's true. That is true.
All right, whose phone's? Is that my phone? Whose phone's messing up the connection?
That's you, brother.
All right, my AT&T GSM interfering with the signal.
That's right. We can't be having that.
All right, what else we got going on this happy day?
Look here. The 50 most mentioned brands on Twitter. Obviously, Twitter would be number one on Twitter. That's at 124,471 mentions. YouTube's next, followed by Facebook, Google, iPhone, MySpace, Apple, BlackBerry, Dig, and then Fox. Those would be your top, what is it, 10, I guess. So that's something interesting to look at. You've also got some more traditional brands here. I'll mention a few of them. HP has been mentioned 3,319 times. UPS, 3,157. Motorola, 3,073. Starbucks, 2,634. Intel, 1,140. Coke, 1,095. Shell has been mentioned, 1,058. IBM, Big Blue, 1,059.
That's all?
Yeah.
This is on Twitter?
That's right.
1,000 times for Big Blue.
Yep. 1,069 to be exact.
Kind of amazing, don't you think?
I would think it'd be more, but
yep.
Who knows?
I think they need some Southern social media consultants to help them get their Southern social media game face on.
I think they could afford us. We can get them going.
I'm going to call them next. So what website are you looking at for that?
That is also on Mashable. That is from today, Adam Ostrow. Hope I pronounced Adam's last name correctly.
Very nice.
And it is right, the 50 hottest brands on Twitter right now.
So I've got Waze, so I just downloaded Waze to my iPhone. How in the heck do I log in?
Now, how long did that take?
I did it through iTunes, loaded it as an app on my iPhone, but they're still new, I guess. Where in the heck? I'm not seeing where iPhone, Android, Windows Mobile. Oh, I guess you only do it through your phone?
Yep.
It seemed like they should let you fill out the application on your computer. I mean, you can log in on your computer, so it seemed like they let you get set up. Can you help a brother out, huh?
No, I can't help you on that one. I don't have an iPhone.
Man, my kids got a hold of my... Look at this. I got two new games on my iPhone. It's like, where'd that come from? Got to keep this thing hidden.
Not surprised on that.
Kids are little gremlins, man. They get into everything.
Where's the main kid? Where's Decker at?
Where's Decker? I don't know. Shannon went to get the kids from school, so Decker, he gets all sad when she leaves. He only likes me when I have food.
Yep.
Just ain't right. All right, man. What else you got today? We're going to call it a day?
Let's see here. Dunkin' Donuts and Cousin Subs are holding social media contests. And this is something that I've seen a lot more. Who else just did a big contest? Well, there's a country music contest going on. I guess it's through Country Music Television. And the reason I know about this is my nephew's girlfriend is one of the contestants in that. So I know they're doing a contest. Hopefully Emily wins. If anybody's out there listening, vote for Emily Clark on that thing on, I guess, CMT.com. Or I'm not even sure where I went to vote. I just followed her link, but... Cousin Subs is offering $1,000 in cash prizes and a year's worth of subs for its Facebook fans who post the best Halloween costume photos on its fan page. So there's a nice little idea for the holiday. Dunkin' Donuts is going to ask their Twitter followers to post tweets about what rocked your world in the past year. So that, right. there's two contests they're having. Wendy's is also doing a social media contest. They're asking customers to post 30-second videos of their favorite Wendy's moment. So there are some companies being creative with social media to get their customers involved.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Very nice.
This is off the bizarre wire. Not that we really care what she thinks, but Miley Cyrus thinks everybody should just leave Twitter.
Leave Twitter?
From the mouths of babes.
Yeah. And she says a kitten might die, seriously.
Who might die?
A kitten.
Oh. Hey, you know, just don't break my heart. My eggy heart.
They're Kentucky people.
I just don't think you understand. You know what I'm saying?
More Kentucky people in the news. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, though.
Hear about?
All right. Oh, Curtis is going to pipe up from the peanut gallery. Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Go ahead, rookie.
Hey.
Come on, meat.
All right. So, today I was reading online, this is a Georgia, this goes out to my Georgia people. Two guys were, they got on MySpace and they were going back and forth, and they actually ended up meeting up at a gas station because they were feuding over a MySpace comment, and actually one pulled out a gun and shot the other one. And I go, what does this world come to from MySpace? And ended up, they were cousins of each other and whatnot, but so you Georgia people out there, I'm from Georgia, but let's keep the MySpace violence down, please. let's not resort that. It's supposed to be social media, not violent media.
Wow.
So going from there.
You know, so that happened, right? So Emily Sue. She hears that Billy Bob got himself shot, right, from this here MySpace business. And she calls 911. She says, Billy Bob, he's been shot. I need some help. I said, well, ma'am, we'll get the police there right away. Where do you live? She says, we live at the end of Eucalyptus Drive. He said, how do you spell that? And she's like, U-K. Oh, hell, I'll just drag him over to Oak Street. You can pick him up there.
Oh, man. This ain't right, is it?
All right, well, it's Friday, man. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, isn't it?
It's 7 o'clock here, so.
All right.
It's 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock Mountain Time.
All right.
So I guess it's 5 o'clock in Denver.
It's 4 o'clock here. I think I gotta have me a beer.
I heard that.
All right. Well, brother, it's been good.
You got to get your little joke in there, and then we'll tell them how they can get in on the social media webinar replay.
Well, that was my joke, man. Billy Bob and Eucalyptus.
Oh, okay.
You didn't like that one?
I thought you were gonna. You might be a redneck if, but we're not. We're not doing that today, huh?
Well, you know, you just say the word. I mean, I got them all, brother. All right. Well, you know, if you've ever made change in your church's offering plate when it passes around, you might be a redneck.
There we go. All right, so now that we've left people with that, if they want to get in on our social media webinar replay of last week and of 2 weeks ago, they can go to marketingvirtualseminar.com, all one word, marketingvirtualseminar.com. Register there. You get immediate access to the webinar that we actually sold one of them out, believe it or not, and you can get access to that. Or if you want to learn how to build a big list, you can go to listsamurai.com. And Whisper, how they get a hold of your 20.1 Facebook tips.
Go to thesaleswhisperer.com. Top right-hand side, first name and email, it's all it takes.
Facebook, 20.1 Facebook, Business Basics, 12 pages of pure money-making social media knowledge. Be streamed right to your inbox as a PDF.
It's free, right?
It's free, brother.
There we go. All right, time to close it down.
Let's shut it down. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, with Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja. Y'all have a great weekend, and we will catch up with you on the flip side.